Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And if you are hearing this show, God does want to talk to you. That is what is amazing, because this is the deal with this show. It says in the intro, I'm not a priest. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. I have no training. I am a security guard. I am a Catholic in my personal life. I am not endorsed by the Catholic Church. I have no, hey, go do this. It's just something that I literally, as a Catholic, we get knocked for not reading the Bible. I really started reading the Bible in the last few years, and it just lit a fire in my spiritual journey. And then a bishop said, you should use your gifts. And I'd done radio and podcasting for many, many, many years. And I was like, I could easily do a podcast. I should serve God and try to bring people to God, bring glory to God. That's what this podcast is about. And one thing you will find here, I'm not a doctor. There's no, I am Dr. Michael. No. I'm Michael, a security guard who likes to read the Bible and talk about it, and especially talk to people at the same level as me. I'm never looking to talk down. I promise you, I don't have the Bible memorized. I'm very familiar with it because I read it a lot, but I can't just quote it. I have to research every one of these podcasts. I have to go and, oh yeah, what does it say here and here and here, and find it and look it up. And some work goes into it because, well, I'm not that smart and I don't have it memorized. And I think probably a lot of you don't either. And if you found us, you found us. We don't advertise. We don't have sponsors. We don't take any money. I don't ask any money. There's one thing I ask of you. If you listen to this podcast, please pick up your Bible and read it. That's really all I want. I want you to pick up your Bible and to read it and to grow in your faith journey and to somewhere down the line bring glory to God, because that's what it is all about. And I really wanted to, as I was thinking about this tonight, bring in new believers. If people find this podcast, and I don't know how, I talked about in just the last episode how in the last couple of weeks, it really had a big international following. There were people from all over the world, probably 8 or 9 different countries that jumped in outside of the United States. I recorded in Los Angeles, California, and it is all over the United States and a little in Canada and in Latin America, South America, the Middle East, Asia, Europe. It's really cool to see, because like I said, there's no marketing, there's no nothing. I think if you find this, you're meant to hear it. And I truly believe that God is calling you. God wants to talk to you. God talks to you by you reading the Bible, hearing his word. The Bible is God's word, and he wants to let you know that you're loved. He wants you to know that all of us are his children, and he wants you to open your heart to him. And if you seek him, you will find him. So with that in mind, I thought, you know what? Let's talk to brand new believers. What if someone finds this podcast and they're like, I'm Christian. I want to be Christian. Or maybe you've just heard something, a sermon, or talked to someone, a street preacher, God bless them, or a pastor on the radio, anything, and you really want to become Christian, and you are pursuing that. So I was like, you know what? Let's talk to those people today. Let's talk to people today newer in their faith, people that are just exploring and just getting going. And a really great place to pick that up is in 2 Corinthians, written by St. Paul the Apostle. And we'll pick it up on chapter 5, verse 16. Let's say you have now accepted Jesus and you are looking to move forward as a Christian. Paul says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And that's kind of your welcome to Christianity. You literally have seen birth. You've been born again. You hear that a lot. We kind of hear that in that first, and this is not the first, it's the middle of the New Testament. Half of the New Testament, by the way, was written by Paul. And this one was no different. And I believe he wrote this while in prison. So let's go over, we'll break that down. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. So what he's saying is that once we come to Christ, our perspective changes on everything. Before, we might have judged people, we might have looked at someone and judged them by their appearance, how successful they were, how much wealth they had, or maybe their past, or, ooh, they used to be a bad person, they used to do this and that, they used to be a drinker, they used to do this, and we are known to judge people. Humans are like that. But now, we're Christians. Now we've accepted Christ. Now we've opened our heart to God. Remember, we're being God's ambassadors now. Now we see everyone, including Jesus, through God's eyes. We no longer see Christ as just a man or a teacher, but we see Christ being born again as the Son of God, as the Savior, as the Messiah. That's who Jesus is. Then the next verse, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Really powerful words there. So there he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. And that is really good news for us. So when someone accepts Jesus, you're new, you're improved, your old way is dead. You are now reborn in Christ. The old life of sin, shame, separation from God, judging others, like we had just talked about, all of that is now gone. It's not easy. It is not easy. I will tell you right now, I've been at this for a while, and I've really been applying myself for about 4 years now, and I fail every day. And it's okay to fail, as long as you know you failed and you reconcile. Which brings us to verse 18. And remember, by the way, the new refers to a fresh identity, forgiven. You've accepted Jesus. You are forgiven. You are loved. And you are now filled with the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Godhead of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells within you. If you are a born-again Christian, if you're a Christian, if you're practicing a Christian life, the Holy Spirit is in you. And the more you practice and the more you stay on that faith, the more prevalent the Holy Spirit will be in you. All right, so let's get down to verse 18. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. Now, reconciled means to restore a broken relationship. If you weren't close to God before, if you've recently become saved, you had a broken relationship with God. Even though God loves you and God wants the best for you and God wants to bring you to him, you didn't know him. You weren't here. So your broken relationship has been repaired. You were separated from God because of your sin. And through Jesus' death and resurrection, God took the first step to bring us back to himself. So Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and now here you are forgiven because of Jesus through God. And now God gives us the same mission. He gives us the mission he gave to Jesus. Now go out and help others to find peace in Jesus also. So verse 19, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. How many times have you thought, if you're a new believer especially, like, I'm not worthy. I've done so much bad. It's too late for me. I can never be saved. That's not true. It doesn't matter what the worst people in the world, murderers can be saved. You can be saved. Everyone can be saved. Never think that. That is the devil talking in your ears, and don't hear it. Don't listen to it for a second. All of us can be saved. God doesn't hold our sins against us anymore because Jesus paid the price for our sins. This is the good news. The message of reconciliation is the good news of Jesus. The believers are called to share. It's not about religion or rules. It's about a restored relationship to your loving Father in heaven. And you've been restored and you've been forgiven. So know that. And now we're therefore all Christ ambassadors, now that we've accepted and we have become Christians and you've made that step. An ambassador is someone that what represents their home country in a foreign land. Likewise to us, we're in a foreign land. We're in a hostile land. The world is not kind to Christians, especially right now. The world really is not. But we're God's kingdom on earth. Our words, our actions, the love we show to other people, the love we show to God, the worship we show to God, all of that needs to be done to show other people. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Be reconciled to God, accept his offer of peace and forgiveness. So forgive yourself. If you've done all that, you've accepted God. That's another thing that's harder to do. You can ask God to forgive you. God will forgive you. Then once God forgives you, God forgot it. It's over. You have reconciled with him. And a lot of people still carry around the baggage of their sin and don't forgive themselves, even though you've been forgiven through Jesus. And that's another thing to remember. But your behavior is very important as you walk out there in the world. Now, verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. And that is the heart of the gospel. As we get into the gospels, by the way, are the first four books of the New Testament. And that is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is their walking, living eyewitness testimony to living with Jesus throughout his ministry, which was only 3 years, his ministry, before he was crucified. But they were there for it. They took notes. They wrote it all down. It is a historical document, the gospel. Now, Jesus, who was sinless, took on all of our sin. And to think about this, even now, if you're Jesus, if you're God, there is no time for you. Time is timeless. Jesus on the cross took on your sin. You're like, well, that was 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. Whatever you've done, your sin was on Jesus when he died on the cross. Jesus was sinless. He was the perfect sacrificial lamb. In those days, if you were Jewish and they would sacrifice a lamb for your family at the Day of Atonement, which was once a year, and they would, it had to be an unblemished perfect lamb. Well, the most unblemished perfect lamb in the world was Jesus, who was sinless throughout his entire life, who ended up being crucified for all of us. In return, we receive his righteousness. Meaning we have been made right with God, the exchange of grace for our sin and his holiness. So Jesus laid it all down for us. And now we have the ability to, and you don't deserve it, and I don't deserve it. If you're a new believer, don't ever think, well, I'm better than this person or this person. No, no one deserves it. It's by the grace of God that you are saved. It is through your faith in Jesus that you are saved. You didn't earn it. You didn't do good deeds. There's nothing you can ever do. You are a lowly sinner like me and like everyone else. But through the sacrifice of Jesus, you have been made clean and you have been forgiven. And in that is by the grace of God. So now, to wrap it all up, you're new. You have been restored. You are a brand new person. You have a second chance to do everything right. God has restored your relationship with him. You are now in his representative in the world as you walk around on your day-to-day life, something you should take seriously. And you have been made right with God through Jesus, not by your own efforts. Never forget that. Always be grateful for that. Show grateful and have gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus, his only son. Great verse in John 3:16. For so God loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. God knows everything you've done. There's nothing hidden from God. Everything you've done has been brought to the light. When you come to the light and you ask for forgiveness, you are forgiven. Very important. You no longer walk in shame. You no longer walk in your old life. So if you are a new believer, welcome to being a Christian. You are my brother in Jesus, my sister in Jesus. I welcome you. I don't care what denomination you are. If you believe in Jesus, you are a friend of mine. You are on the right path, and I hope this podcast finds you well and that you are able to grow in your faith journey. Pick up your Bible and read it. It's the biggest thing you could ever do to grow in your faith journey. And for me personally, if you want to, the best place to start is John. I just read John chapter 3, picked it up at verse 16, one of the most famous Bible verses in the world. It's such an amazing book. It really explains the Jesus experience, how holy Jesus was. Jesus was the Son of God. He admits to being the Son of God in the book of John as he talks to people and he walks around. And it is a great read. I'm going to wrap it up because I have rambled. Let's do a closing prayer for all of our new believers and for all of our old believers. Thank you for being here. Love you guys as well. Lord, thank you for loving us just as we are. Thank you for forgiving our sins, making us new through Jesus. Help us to walk in your light and to grow stronger in our faith every day for our new believers and our old believers. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you guys, and I will talk to you again very soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.